Welcome to Floating Leaf Tea Light. What? Cut. Welcome to Floating Leaf Tea Podcast. My name is Shouwen, and today we have two lively tea guests drinking tea with us. So your name is?
I'm Mandy.
Mandy. And then I believe you are
Adrian.
Yeah. Sorry, I can never pronounce your name. So it's really fun to have you both here.
Thank you.
Today we are going to drink a tea that we just got in, I think a few months ago. Maybe it came in early January.
Oh.
Well, so it's been three, four months. Now it's April 2nd.
Oh no.
So this is not a April Fool's Day podcast. So this tea is actually really fun for us.
Mm-hmm.
At first it was actually a mistake.
Oh.
How so?
Because I was actually in Taiwan in November and tried to film our Choco Rose Master teacher, and so my time was really tight, but I still managed to pop into some one farmer's place and then a tea wholesaler's place for a few hours each time.
Mm-hmm.
And the my tea friend's place, I just walk in and we drank some teas, and then I didn't have time to taste the Artisan black tea, so I just verbally told him and asked him, I said, do you have Artisan black tea? He said, yes. And I just said, can you just send me some? I trust you, you know. And because I've been working with him for years, since 2005.
Mm-hmm.
And then in January when the tea arrived, which takes a long time for it to arrive, but now his fault is some government entity's fault. And anyway, we should edit this one out too. And then tea arrived. Look at the bag. No, this is not Artisan. One word is missing. I open the bag and look at the tea, and this is not Artisan.
Wow.
Because our Artisan black tea normally is rolled up. This tea is open leaf.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was very frustrated at that time because I was not sure. First of all, it will be a new product and it will be not sure how it's going to move. But we knew that a lot of people already like our Artisan black tea.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow we brought in the Artisan black tea. Merry Christmas!
In April.
Yeah.
In April.
And then so, but anyway, I opened one bag and then I tasted it and I love it. And so let's taste it right now and to see why I like this tea. And whoever tastes this tea so far also love this tea.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. So it turned into a beautiful mistake.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, so this is the Lishan.
Lishan.
High Mountain
black tea.
Not the Alishan.
Not the Alishan.
Okay.
Okay, that's a bad joke. So smell the rinsing is very... it's very complex.
There's so much going on.
Yeah, there's so much going on.
Like, I'm trying to pick out individual notes, and it's a lot.
It's a lot going on. It's so much fun, this tea.
Oh, my. It's, like, cinnamony smelling and, like...
spices and...
Oh, that's good.
And then, at the same time, kind of like that typical black tea fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And the sweetness, and then there's some sort of herb in there.
Yeah, it's got like an herbal kind of smell to it.
Herbal kind of smell, which I don't know what, but it doesn't really matter to me.
It's got cumin.
Cumin!
That spicy tang.
Yeah. Interesting. Cumin. I'm like very curious. Yeah.
It is a little bit cumin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
it's got that like zesty, but still spicy.
I think it smells like an African spice because it's got like a cinnamon and cumin and like herbally, but like fruity.
It's all over.
Savory.
It's got a lot going on.
It also like was super weird when you poured it because I feel like the last few times I've been here I've had like High Mountain Oolongs, so it was so dark. I was like, whoa. I'm not used to the tea being that color.
It's a High Mountain black tea.
I never drink black tea because you always drink all the black tea.
Yeah, the Yunnan Gold is one of my favorites. That's like my go-to if I just want to have like a comforting cup of tea.
Yes. It's
just like, oh.
I actually make bubble tea from that tea.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's smooth, it's sweet. Mm-hmm. We drank Yunnan Gold every morning. Okay, here you go. The secret's out. I drink Yunnan Gold black tea with, too close to the microphone, with condensed milk.
Oh, man.
I love it.
So good.
So wait, do you sell bubble tea here?
Get out. So I feel like I drink bubble tea every single morning. Tapioca with Yunnan Gold and some
condensed
milk. Yeah, and some sugar. Oh, so good.
And that's how we were never invited back again.
Yeah. Just one bad joke. That's all it takes. I'm very excited for this.
It's so fruity smelling.
Yeah, and then that herb thingy, that I can smell a plant, and then it's so there, but I don't know what it is, and so much fun for me.
Why can't I remember the name of the fruit? There's this fruit. What is it called?
What's it look like?
It's a dried berry used in a bunch of Middle Eastern food. What's it called? Oh, it's so good, and it tastes just like this. No, they're like these little berries.
Currants.
Maybe it's not a currant. Oh, whatever. It'll come to me eventually. Like 20 minutes from now, I'll be like, that one! So good.
But what I really like about this black tea is it's so smooth.
Mm-hmm.
And the body is so well balanced. And you can sip it like a oolong tea. And it's... So when I'm looking for tea nowadays, I'm very big on, I don't know, even know how to explain this, and people will have to try to figure it out by themselves. I'm looking for a clarity.
Mm-hmm.
And this tea has not 100%, but it has a huge amount of that clarity. There's a center, and it's very clear tea. So for me, it's a very clean tea.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always I have been a big fan of teas like this. Some teas feel... even though it tastes good, but it feels scattered to me. But this tea feels like for a tea, and on top of that, just to be honest with everybody who is listening, I don't drink a lot of black tea. And to have a black tea that show up like this is a wonderful surprise to me.
Really smooth.
It's very smooth, and the body is so nice.
Mm. And it's got like a floral smell afterwards.
It reminds me of the Kimun Black in like
the malt,
the fruit flavor that's coming through, but it's simultaneously more complex but more smooth.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got more going on, but it doesn't feel like it's fighting itself to
mm-hmm,
to
mm-hmm.
give those flavors to you.
Mm-hmm.
This one has a really nice aftertaste, too.
Yeah.
It just kind of lingers.
Yeah. Since it's a black tea that is done in Taiwan, I feel like they are also turning it like a oolong tea
mm-hmm.
features. Like some of the oolong tea features very wonderful broth, almost touch the throat,
mm-hmm.
and the aftertaste,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the complexity on the flavor profile. All of those things, sometimes I use them to describe a really nice oolong tea. And so I feel like I'm drinking black tea and oolong tea in the same cup, but in a nice way.
So when you go to Taiwan, do you just... You have your, like, places that you go, and then you kind of just have, like, a pretty regimented schedule because you have a lot of things you have to get done.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Still would like to meet new people. Mm-hmm. We are open to meeting new growers or potters. It's one of the things on our list. We would like to meet potters.
People who are making pottery?
Yeah, like beautiful cups, beautiful teapots. Last year or 1 year and a half ago, we went to see a potter. His name is Chen Long, and he make actually a lot of pots for us right now. And just a delightful man. He showed us how he make pots and stuff. And he said his father taught him pottery. Mm-hmm. And we get to drink tea with him, watch him to make pots, and then talk to him just a little bit. Yeah. And it was really nice, and we would like to do that a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Tea-wise, you know, we have people that we worked together since 2005 and then 2008 or whatever, but it just I just have to continue to work with them because they are so, in a way, so generous with my tea journey. Mm-hmm. And I would like to, in whatever way I can support them back and to maintain a relationship with them, I would do that. Mm-hmm. And so that schedule is very packed, as you said. Mm-hmm. But like in 2016 or 17, when we went back to film, start to work on the tea documentary, I met some new teachers, and they are phenomenal tea people, and I would love to learn from them a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Or to meet people who have the same capacity, because for me they are an inspiration to me, and just keep learning, keep going to them, you know, so much fun. Mm-hmm. So what do you guys think about the black tea?
There's a lot to sit with.
Yeah,
I went in a little inside my head with this one because I was just enjoying like the way that it felt on my tongue, and like the aftertaste just is so long.
Yeah.
That there's, it,